From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees, ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to atvsafety.gov.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
We're talking with Mary Hammack, loan officer with Farm Credit of the Virginias. Mary, you're a first-time guest on the program. I want to thank you for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for including me.
Farm Credit is, well, it's really an interesting organization. A lot of people might think of Farm Credit as a bank, but it's not a bank. It's a cooperative. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we are very unique in the fact that we don't have any type of deposit accounts. We strictly have, you know, loan programs and products available for a multitude of producers and rural homeowners in our footprint.
All right. I want to talk about a special program today, and that is an incentive for young people to be involved with agriculture. Can you tell us some more about how Farm Credit of the Virginias serves young people?
Absolutely. So obviously we are always concerned with our next generation of agriculturalists and who is going to keep providing food for America. And so we have a unique program specifically geared to students between the ages of 9 to 18. So this program is available to partner with middle school and high school agricultural classes or 4-H chapters or FFA chapters. And we can actually provide financial assistance to these students. Now, the students can pick their own projects that they want to work with. I've had several that do a livestock show project. I've had some breeding projects in there. I did a horse breeding loan before. But basically, it just teaches them that financial responsibility at a young age. Of course, there's no fees and there's no credit reporting towards this. It just gets them in that mindset of being able to complete an application, to talk to their loan officer. And then, like I said, it ultimately teaches them that financial responsibility. So when they become that next generation of agriculturalists, they're already in the Farm Credit system. They know what a balance sheet looks like. They know how to provide records and balance and business plans for their operations. So it just sets them that much further ahead when the time comes for them to have true financing with us.
Let's take a specific example, and you just kind of walk me through this. Let's say I'm 13 years old. I'm a middle school student or going into high school, and I would like to show a steer at my county fair in the summertime, but I don't have the funds necessary to purchase a show steer. So walk me through that process. How does it work?
Yes. So what you would do is you would work, typically if you are doing some sort of livestock show project, you're probably working with like a 4-H advisor or an FFA advisor. And so those folks are going to be integral in this process as well, because we have to have kind of a like a program coordinator with it as well. So what you would do is either you as the student could contact me directly, or you could have your advisor contact me. But basically what we would do is we would give you an application. The application is super simple. Basically, it would just be your information. And then since typically these students are minor age and under 18, we do ask that a parent or guardian, quote unquote, co-sign with them. Now, of course, we don't pull credit reports or anything like that, but we also just want to make sure that the parents know what's going on and kind of what their responsibility is. And so we get that information filled out. And then you basically tell me what you're looking to do. So if you want to purchase a steer at this age range and for this amount of money, you know, that's what we're looking at financing. But also a part of that is you have to give me a pretty detailed record or balance sheet of what you think your income and your expenses are going to be. So obviously you would include, you know, purchasing the animal, you would include, you know, feed for the animal if you had any vet bills associated with it or miscellaneous items. You would include any type of like show entry fees or anything like like that on that application as well. Our first-time applicants can receive up to $2,500 for their first project, and then if you're a return applicant, you can receive up to $5,000 for this program. And typically, the life cycle of that loan matches exactly what your project's for. So if you're looking at purchasing a steer and then selling it at the county fair 6 months later, 8 months later, typically that's how we set the structure up of your loan. And then you would sign documents with us. So just like you would have a normal loan with us, you would have documents that you would be, you know, that you would sign. Your loan would go on the system with us. And then we can set up a cash flow or repayment based on however you want to. So if you had a secondary source of income, you may want to keep your interest current from month to month, or you may choose just to pay everything in full once that project is sold.
I would think that would provide a lot of learning opportunities about and a lot of financial skills for a teenager, and be a real interesting experience.
It does, absolutely. And so I think the neat part that everybody is kind of, you know, opens their eyes about is just kind of what all has to be involved once you purchase that animal or once you start that project. And so our application is very self-explanatory. So it's got those different points in it as to kind of, you know, a guide for what to include. What I typically do, or I've done in the past, is I will go and meet with these FFA chapters or 4-H groups or ag classes, and I've got a whole presentation set up about our youth loan program that kind of goes through exactly what it is, kind of goes through what Farm Credit is, and then we actually provide the students an example and work through a case study to get them thinking about what they want to do. And a lot of times, especially for our FFA students, they're always wanting to apply for their state degrees or proficiency awards, and so, you know, with that, they have to have that supervised agricultural experience to qualify for those different levels of accomplishments. And so our loan really mirrors into that, just because, like you said, you may not have the financial assistance or financial ability to be able to fund that up front, but then once again, that puts you so much further on those proficiency awards and your degrees because you're utilizing an outside partner to get this done as well.
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for everything you do.
Well, thank you so much for including me. And if anyone has any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them or provide, you know, just give us a call.
Sounds great. Mary Hammack, loan officer with Farm Credit of the Virginias.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Well, our pearl of wisdom today, you know, it's getting to be hunting season around our region, and that reminds me of a pearl of wisdom I heard a long time ago, and it said, never go hunting with a fella by the name of Chugalug. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ash.